say people as a sad bit of news. They say it's supposed to give you a b'chine. You tell me when. It's, you know, whatever commitments you have, but so pick a good day.
Is there any reason not to wait until next semester for Bethina?
I'm sorry?
Is there any reason not to wait for next semester for Bethina?
I have 6 weeks and 2 weeks. That's 8 weeks. He was committed of Thursdays. Thursday. I will try and listen, Shem. I haven't worked on it yet to compress popular demand that we do something on the close. Trying to see if I can do it within 4 weeks. Should be possible. Did you people ever learn me close? Mishais me close? What do you do? Let's see in the show. Anyway, most likely it'd be, I have to check with the office where they have that system of Kol Masecha B'Sefer Nechovim there. It most likely we'll want it this month. What's the possibility? Officially, Shurim are over by the 20th. 21st, I'm going to California for the OU convention. Didn't make it out to soil, but they got me for the California one. How about 10 days? What about Tuesday the 28th? You can handle it for this month.
Could we do it next semester?
Huh?
Could we do it next semester?
I have no objection to it.
Okay, so let's do that.
Right, next semester.
In February?
Yeah. First time I would take Bechina now.
I'm sorry?
I personally would take Bechina now.
I would think so too. Yeah. Make better sense. Now, folks, still a little pressure. And
we do January 4th, the day before you go there to Israel.
We have
15 days, 2 weeks to study the Tchazer, and then the Shir till then, and there's 2 weeks.
No problem. Get a little consensus going. Should be a dossier.
Well, why don't we take a vote this semester versus next semester? And then we'll. Should that
matter? How about, let's throw that out quickly.
Okay, this semester.
Her vote.
This semester?
January 4th, Tuesday the 4th.
This semester?
All right. Like they do it in Sharon's cabinet. I guess that's a majority, right?
How long is the test? That day you take it, fill everything in?
I'm supposed to give the test. I'm thinking about marking it. Those who've been attending will have no trouble. Those who have not attended, I sure will not have any trouble because they're not attending because they know it already. So either way, there's no problem. Let's leave it for January 4th. see what we can do today. Remember, I gave out a photocopy of one of the number of truths that spoke about time, the Zman of Tvila. And in it there was an important series of Heterim on the in from Yeridaya Dalid. You have that on Kut Tzadik Test. On the Kut Tzadik Test, the question of cutting back on the 5 days of Chash Paleta Shechva Zera. Okay, I'd like to make sure you have that clear. We touch it on it quickly. The various onus, the onsen, that would allow to cut back. The first one had to do with infertility. The next one had to do with beetle of Piria Berivia, because the husband is only available weekends in the country. The similar problem where she's far from the mikveh, and in order to not have to extend the Issa period for 2 days or more, she was able to be Tovil the night of the sixth day, in other words, the day before the full 5 days there. And then the other one in Zman, I had to do with Zman Shkia, or Zman that's called Yom Sheni, or Yom Acher, Yom Lemochos. If she didn't make her Hefsik Tara before the clock time of Shkia, what kind of leeway do you have? It's a very intriguing tshuva, and then after that, a long tshuva in which he discusses that period of Sotek, of Bein HaShmoshos, Legabe, many halachos, Shabbos, Pidyon HaBen, etc., Mila, and so on. Yeah, I just don't need to take time in the shir to read through all the tshuvas, but I urge you to do so. Maskone, the way Mashiach Zatzal conducted himself was to allow 9 minutes of leeway, assuming that there's confidence that the clock is right, and even though the bedikah was made up to 9 minutes after Shkia, that it would be acceptable as a Hefsik Tahara and allow the next day to be considered Yom Rishon of the Shiva Nikiyim. How he gets to the 9 minutes, the Gaon Shita, based upon his own observation that 50 minutes after Shkia, there's no Sufik that is Vadi Laila. And the 72 minutes of Rabbeinu Tam is a nice minik to keep, but has no halachic basis. That's the intriguing conclusion. It comes to Laloche, there's no basis for 72. In fact, the 72 minutes seem to make sense. He says where he lived in Europe, in Russia, seemed to be so. But in America, it's been in various places, and others have told him likewise that by 50 minutes, the stars are out in force, that the sky is fully starred, so there's no suffix that it's Vadai Tzeisar Kohovim. It's a halacha lamaise, the Shver always waited 72 minutes, because he waited 72 minutes. Whenever they would ask how much you have to wait, 50 minutes, and I think that's a chum rishia. The reality is, and I've also been out observing for many, many years because of my first meeting in Shul, that I have to determine when Yakir is for Amnochas Tzilin. In our areas, in Muncie, in New York, in Philadelphia, in Baltimore, Yakir is 35 minutes before Zricha, and Tzeitzer Kovlin is 40 to 45 minutes after Shkia. Never 40 minutes. 45 minutes more than enough, even though on that basis, I think the Bar Rabbanim of New York, which doesn't exist anymore, I don't think, once was the determining factor in many important halachas, like when she is, when Tzeitzer Kovlin is, also which matzah factory you can buy from, which butcher shop, it's kind of informal thing, but existing from the older Rabbanim on the east side, they set their calendar for, which now was taken over by the Baratzola calendar, as a solar calendar. They set it for 45 minutes with Tosfos Shabbos. You know, 40 minutes plus 5 minutes for end of Shabbos. Most likely based upon that, and Rabbi Feinstein was the particular chairman of that group, so I know that also he approved, for the general public, approved even for Shabbos, where he was most machmir, approved the 40 minutes as the time of Tzeitzer Kovlin, with 5 more minutes for Tzeitzer Shabbos. Okay, let's see what we can do on Kuf Tzadik Zayin. Kuf Tzadik Zayin also impacts on those who are learning Sefer Shabbos.
Quickly on the Shabbos topic,
where
did they arrive at the number 5 minutes for
the Shabbos? We have in Hilchos Nida, we have that 5 minutes also comes in. That's called Miyad. The word called Miyad. Moshita, Yoda, Tachas Akar, and Tukare Ed, Mojbodik Miyad. The 5 minutes. Okay. Slow motion, instantaneous. Okay. Okay, good as Kutsa desire. Ein anida vazova veoledes olos mitamoson below tvilo shafilo achakamashonin chayv koris habo ole alachas vehen elim kein tovlo kehoyu bemikvah hoyu. By the way, you know, any place where it says in the Torah that a woman has to go to mikveh after she's a nida or a zova, the sofra law, yeah, counts, and then what? Actually, the only mokka, most likely, the only mokka I believe is from Tfilas Kelim. After May Nido Yitzhakel, by Habolas, by Gumli Midyon, when you came back, Shiloh Be'eish, Shiloh Be'eish, it reminds you of Ryan, right? Then after May Nido Yitzhakel, right? May Nido Yitzhakel, so she said May Nido, the Mikla Havoyu, with Tfilas Nido. A back reference to a dovo which is muskom b'fiko, but instead of a need that's going to meet for him, and it was used as a basis for tefillah stele. In bala be'ir mitzvah litvo b'smano sholavatil mipir v'rivya afilo leilachad. I really don't know what that pshat is, and no one has satisfied me on what they mean by mitzvah tefillah bizmana shol levatil piyah v'rivya afilo leilachad. It means to increase the probability that she'll become pregnant. And what if she's pregnant and she's so dumb and no mitzvah, right? She can't become pregnant again. But no one makes these chalukim. Seems the Levatil Mipir V'Rivya, I think, has a broader interpretation, meaning to allow for the physical relationship of marriage and not to extend the Isur unnecessarily. But to emphasize that it's needed for Pir V'Rivya, there'll be a lot of cases where it wouldn't be shayach. A woman who is postmenopausal and she sees dam, which is a common occurrence today when women are still on hormones. There would not be any shaila peer behavior, but there would be the same shaila that the Sher used to refer to as an aguna. That she's still aguna mi bailo, the fact that she hasn't been able to go to mikveh. This compulsion of litvo bezmana, right, is the heter to go to mikveh Friday night. And this is, of course, difficult to understand at a time when the chassidim are taking over the civilized world. People are going to mikveh on Shabbos, going to mikveh Shabbos morning. But it seems to me, you see, a very great reluctance to let a woman to go to mikveh Friday night. We'll soon see why. It impacts upon what we were learning in Masechet Shabbos, to those who were learning Perek Kira, and the Isur Rechitza, the Meitreya, the whole sugya there, of the technological advance that the Tveria people introduced by putting a pipe through the Mei Tveria so they could have warm water for Shabbos, and Chachamim objected to it. Introduced the whole Shaila of Rechitza with a Zeras Mechitzos that led to an Isur Rechitza Apilu Bitzonon, as we'll see. They were not Rochets Kogufu Apilu Bitzonon on Shabbos. The Chachin Nohu. That's the Sugin that's summarized in the Shulchan Aruch Shin Chavov on the Dine Rechitza B'Shabbos. We'll take a few minutes and discuss that too. Let's see what the text says first. Muteras Litrol Leil Shabbos. Imlo Yecholo Litrol Koidim Lekei. So you see, no heter. No blanket heter. Okay. A kind of, if she was an onus, there will, as I, bedochek, there'll be matter her to go veil Shabbos. Bedavke in Bala Be'ir, avo belav hacha also. Right? So what are the chassidim doing in the mikveh then? Vim hoyevshel on litvo kodin lachain, kigan Shahoya Achaleda. Any people, if you look ahead, I hope you people take a look at, before we meet, take a look where we're up to. What does it mean, Achaleda? Unbelievable how sometimes they take for granted that you'll figure it out for yourself. I hunted up, all the sources that talk about this halacha, I found in the Maksa Shekel. It says, Acha Leida, She'en lo koach litvo. Referring to it after birth. She's not well, she's tired. So she could go to mikveh, but she has no koach. She's delayed. Then she loses the right to go Friday night. She has no koach, she has no koach on Friday night. That's how we learn. He's the only one that says, he adds later, says, right, ain't the cause at all. I know you people have the Master Shekel and back. It's on the simon, yes. Your fancy, the fancy Yerudeus don't have it. They should have it on the bottom sometimes, but this old fashioned one that I use has the Chavos Da'as and the Master Shekel and back. You have it there? Okay, that's the source for that shot. Biker. Also, Ivan Beir, right? Ubo Beir Shabbos. Yeshomrim Sha'asura Litvo. Vechei Nogu Mitzvahs Mekomos. Avo. Here we are. This is our Minog. Avo Bamokom She'ein Minog, Ein Lahachmir. Why don't you look in with somebody? These are nice people here, they'll let you look in. What does that mean? We have a reason to asa. And the reason to Asr is the Issur Chitza B'Shamas. And we'll see. You have a reason to Asr, and then you say, but, is it the Rabbonans, right? And comes the Rabbonans, we have a little umbrella rules, B'Mokom Tzar, right? Hefset Meruba, right? General rules where we are Mekel under Rabbonans. But if you're not Mekel under the Rabbonan of letting her go to Tvila Friday night, I won't be Mekel on another Rabbonan either. That's the other Rabbonan, we'll have that later on. Chatifo Samach Tvila. I want her to prepare herself just before going to Mikveh. And Motzoi Shabbos is not good because, according to Rashi in the Gemara, Chatifo should be Biyom, where she can see better what's Ayri Abokshim. With lights today, so not so machma on that either. But nevertheless, that's the basis for this. Abba b'moko, chay nogum, b'mokom shenogu l'hachmer, gam motzo shabbos l'tvito. The me'ach ha'shoi efshav al-mitro, koidum l'chayin, ein ma'chikin ha'tvila min ha'chatifo. Next.
You
gotta be careful. Bite it in half before you give it to me. The pain. And Almona? It's in show. The pain Almona. Shasura little filler Rishona Belel Shabbos. Mishum the also love all there, via Rishona Beshabbos. Why? Because of Isur of Kinyan Beshabbos. Because by Almona, most of Paskin is what? It's not just Kupa, but he Mamish. Bia is Kona. Right? Therefore, we don't allow an Almona to get married Friday and have the first contact with the Chosin Saturday night, Friday night. Right? They are so little Gamke Motsoi Shabbos. Yesh Makilin or Matilin book Motsoi Shabbos. Hosho Tovla B'Shabbos Mishum Shasisa. What do you want from a principal woman? Mainly the first one you say she's catching around. Ain't la koyach. You have no koyach for Friday night. You have no koyach for Shabbos Eve. But here you're dealing with a woman who wants to go to Mikveh for Friday night. Only what? The end of Chacham said, because of Yisur Shabbos, Achshashos, it's Dovma Likinyin. Right? That's why it's also, why should you blame her for it? It's not that she did anything wrong there, it's a kind of a knas, because you didn't go, when you're supposed to go, we wanted to go Friday night or Motsoi Shabbos. But over here, what is it? In all these things, you always know it. Someone's been machmer, but meaning is the hockey. Pick up the shach. Abach kosav, yesh lahachme de chumu zuhi midina. Gam, the shach limo. Gam tshila bezvan a mitzvah, ayin sham sher bedvorov, lo yirarati vasov dadev chol dvorov, el hadobo borov. The time alone, the tefillah is mana love mitzvah. Moshe Kosek kol haposkim. Tefillah is mana mitzvah. He had to really had the basis on it of iso tumo, not iso nido, not a nido carries with it tumas nido. Bismana zeh, we don't have the tumas nido. Therefore, not tefillah is mana love mitzvah. Lo chedin anoshim tov bismana on chein bala beir. V'chein almono subsulo sheinidos ein tos neklal bezmanam. What's that? From the other day, someone reported something about the West Side single scene. It is against the Isur the Rabbanon for Psulit to go to Mikveh, period. Okay, have that clear. We do not allow Psulit to go to Mikveh. Tefillah b'zmana mitzvah he would apply to Psulit as well because of the chash of Tumah v'Tahara. Since we don't have that chash here, therefore there is no reason for a Psulit to go to Mikveh. Unless she wants to commit a sin and looking for the least minimal issue. Therefore, Rabbanu Masakin, that a psula does not go to mikveh. Chayin afilu lo shimsha eina tavelas elachahei. And Lashon the Mishneh in Maseches Kala is Kala below brocha is a nida. So that it wouldn't help to go to mikveh. So nida the Rabbanu anyway. The Rabbanu we declared her a nida. Right, because the kala below brocha. The chayin afilu lo shimsha ena tvela se lacha hei v'zayin ki lehel simen and jump down a little bit. Yes. Now, continue this. He discusses, what's the issue of going to mikveh? The chayin afilu lo shimsha ena tvela se lacha hei v'zayin ki lehel simen shilapoyza simen alef. Right, that even the chumre of paleta shechvazera, which isn't rational, if she never had relations with her husband, after became lo plug, the gzeira de rabbonon applies just to her. Atil ochem uteres litul b'shabbos, right? Moshe Kosser, the book was in the isa b'dovo mishum v'nira kemeika. Here it starts that in itself of rechitza b'shabbos. Two inyanim here, two halachas involved here. One is tikkun gavra, and the other one is rechitza b'shabbos. Tikkun gavra, better understood from tikkun kli. We're not talking about a kli b'shabbos. A kli that you got from a goy that needs tefila, or in bezman when we had tumah v'tahara, a kli that's tamei and that's ola mitamaso with tefila. You're not allowed to. Why? It's tikkun mone, right? It's though you took a kli that was non-useful, non-utilitarian, and through an action on Shabbos you made it useful. That's the sucking the kli. No different than the kli was not useful because it had a hole in it, and you closed the hole on Shabbos, you made a kli. Man applies the same thing. Therefore, a man who's tamei, right? Therefore, he also shouldn't be allowed to go to tefillah on Shabbos. The Gemara in Beis says, no, we can go in. Why? Neither can make up. It only looks like he's very hot and he had to cool off. So he went in and sat in some cold water in order to cool off. How relevant is that analysis today? Right. The chayin mashma nakaman elab shetrubo tadeshi kosav the hibnu nogu lahakma b'yoledes chagavna tadochad v'kamadovah v'kivim daminig hu ashtar izor v'lano aloke b'shabas apagav the leketama b'dovah. People don't want to get cold on it. But look at the language of the Shach. The lack of time of the double. Really, there's no reason to us going into cold water on Shabbos. It's just that people don't do it. But otherwise, it would be perfectly okay. That's not the way, in fact, any other Achrenim learn. They all learn, as I'll read you in the Mishnah in a minute, that there is a isur rechitza kogufo betonan b'shabbos, same as the isur rechitza kogufo b'chamen b'shabbos. They made a low plug, they extended the whole thing against the isur rechitza, made an isur rechitza b'shabbos. Therefore, now they umukha milson til kamachavin, v'nire kimesakin, v'tamzeh nire denogu anoshim izor sholitvo b'shabbos, and came bala be'ir. Rav Shmuel Koydes v'chagav nava mitzvah mishum ona. I come with shomer. What is he saying? I have a conflict between two drabonans. One drabonan say, I want you to have relations with your husband. Another drabonan says, I don't want you to go to in the water on Shabbos. Therefore, they will make you in favor of the mitzvah sona. Notice, he doesn't say already, the tam is shumpiri v'rivya, right? Shimona is not Shimona is even when she cannot become pregnant. Mashmei devarav dechshein v'ala be'ir ubo be'er Shabbos. Af agav doy efshel koydim v'dikom okum kiru shol poshim v'machshu v'tovo. Now shav koydim shor little b'Shabbos. Dechein abeisheso pasu v'mutu v'ir b'Shabbos b'chol iyu. Dechein ikol l'dina. The Ramon doesn't say that. You have my focus. The Ramon the beisheso. He says, cut out the whole business. That's it. We're not machmer for a woman to go to mikveh. Whether she could have gone before, didn't go before, no difference. The more, because obviously, that we're posher, whether she could have gone before or not, he says, you shouldn't be able to go to mikveh Friday night. Hilkov, v'mokom shei minug ein lahachmer, posher rabbi. Next. Masha Kosa, but Almona shouldn't, don't have relations on Friday night because of Isur of Kinyon the Shabbos. Kosa Maram Rublim the Chirusim, the Kala of the Sula, Sheira Chilosa Leel Shabbos, Nira Lahatir, Afagab the Nogim Sholipo Bilas Mitzvah Rafa Shabbos. Strange shach, I can't explain it to you. Mishum the Shalmini Krevus Nami Mitzvahin. We're talking about a Kala who has to go to mikveh Friday night, right? Therefore, he says, since they won't have relations Friday night anyway, why not? Halacha l'maaseh, we're matter Friday night. We pass in dam mitzvah poki, right? That's a burima. And therefore, we allow a psula to have relations Friday night. So I looked upon as chabura. Yeah. Nevertheless, right, that's what he says. The nohagim, don't say la'alocha. Right, the minig developed not to do so. Where the minig came from, the shachar courts, obviously, this was the minig. Mishum d'sham minig chevas namo mitzvahein. And you don't worry about chashash hatzor shepazera, shepazera batola. Well, I'll. Other minig should go to mikveh, right? But they won't have relations there. And the Shach previously, remember, recorded a not nice minig where for 3 days they don't have relations. There's some kind of a social custom that developed, a propriety, a sense of propriety or something there. And he said that's a bad minig. Nevertheless, here he's recording the Lodom Lamana. The old also lovele beer shona mafushos of the kolshmini chakulos by shaking basura, but by basura what? It's mutter to go Friday night. But what then? The meaning is not to. Mikomo kom tov lahagdi tros the koyim shabbos shere vechein organ. You try to do. Next, Asura Litpo Biyom. One of the common shailas b'zman hazeh. Not everybody is zocher to have a mikveh a few blocks from the home. Shaila is, can she go to mikveh by day, the eighth day. Count Shiv and Akiyim. She can go the night of the eighth. As you see, the time is the reason that they list, they close the the town gates at night, the security system, the security situation there, or she's afraid of the Sakonis Drochim there, or she's embarrassed that people should know that she's going to the mikveh. Those are the three reasons that are given. Asura litvol biyom afilu imamtenas litvol adyom ches otes. Eina yocha litvol biyom mishum srach bita. Again, something I must say is difficult to understand. What was the familial relationship between a mother and a daughter when it came to inyoni tarsa mishpacha? In other words, she knows that her mother's an eagle. She knows that her mother has to go to mikveh. But if her mother will go to mikveh on the 10th day, by day, the daughter, when she gets married, will go on the 7th day by day. If she knows that her mother's an eagle, knows she's going to mikveh, why can't you not assume she also knows when she's supposed to go to mikveh? That she goes on, that it's the first day, second, seventh, eighth, ninth, or tenth. Alpha became, this is Takonas Chachamim, which is extant today. This is how we paskin today as well. Ein yechol litvo biyom mishum schar bita. Pirish. What? The kurvoso, lasos kemasa ein. Shetitvo biyom kamoa. Vlo stavken sheimo l'acha shiva tabla vlo bishvi yatsma. Therefore, akala, vakala, tovlos koidem achupo yechol litvo biyom. As we do lo boy nesla chosna la laila, aval acha chupa dinon kishan noshi. What does it mean acha chupa? If she is, if you're making a chupa snida, but it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and after chupa she has to go to mikveh. Does she have to wait at night to go to mikveh? Or can she go to mikveh still by day? Once it's after chuppah, we treat her low plug like any other woman. The minig today is that way too, that the sensitive mikveh lady will open up the mikveh for a kala so she can come when no one else is there, and be introduced to It's a slower tefillah to have a good mikveh lady. Explain a little bit of halacha.
The Sfaradim have a whole party.
So I've heard. Yeah. Heichod the ika ones kigan sheireya litvo balayla machmatzina o pacha ganov mochyotzebo. Osha Sogan Shariya. Yechola litvo bishmini mibojom. I will bishvi lo titvo mibojom. Afagav dika onis. There's where we need the Noisy Kalim to explain how strict this halacha is. Look at the shach. Mishum shach bito. The shach ches. She sovra she imo toglo biyom zayim v'tasa ken gam hi. V'atila ein lo bas. Dina hoche, the low plug. Okay. Maram in Lublin, the Sapek, Hashor, the Mishlo, Tovlo, Kahoyu, Binion, Shalacha, basic, Gimelyom, and Sichalazo, Litvo. We'll discuss in a minute what do you mean, Eino Tovlo, Kahoyu. She went to Mikveh, had relations with her husband, and then she posed a shayla to the Rav. She's afraid that she didn't do right by the tefillah. Tefillah wasn't done properly. The reason is Mishum Chatzitza. She noticed, Shaila that I have often noticed that there's colorless nail polish on one of the nails. That's okay. That's an easy one. Don't bother. And she forgot to cut one nail. How that it goes on, I don't know. I guess she wasn't good in arithmetic. She didn't know she had five fingers. So she only cut four fingers. And there's a sheet that holds that a nail that's ready to be cut is a chatzitza. Also a big chum. Right? So she wants to go back to mikveh. The Rav says go back to mikveh. But the mother, the daughter knows she went to mikveh Sunday night. Right? Now she goes to mikveh again Tuesday night. So what's the daughter supposed to think? That she saw some kind of riyah, and the Rav was matter her to go 2 days later back to mikveh. Well, why don't you pay the schach bito? That she will now think that once you went to mikveh, after a real menstrual cycle, and then you have a reason to go back to mikveh, you don't have to wait 7 days, 2 or 3 days is enough. She told V'tzichel lishmo shivanikim achay mishum schach bito shetomar sheros adam v'tov lachshot sheyomer maram lo hishiv lo alzeh dobo. Yeah? V'nirali yedinyan shela kadmaiso. The first shayla you ask, right? Yesh lahach melechatchilo. Ubedyevet shori lidin shayla tinyon nal v'posho yichol litvach v'ez yom yom. What's a shayla kavaisa? Okay. That was done whether she went on the seventh day. We'll see later on. Those quotes. She went on the seventh day when she's not supposed to. She came home at night there. She did something wrong. She shouldn't have gone to. We're not going to stop her. We have a befeir soon. If she went on the seventh day, well, you're not supposed to, since she's a Zobah, and Zobah Tabela is beyond, right? Just as Achshash, Shemo, Tisto, Sfirosa, maybe she'll see Dam. That's the reason why they can't have relations before the nightfall. But the evidence is okay. But on this Shail, Adam Apostle, Yochel Litvo, Lacha, Vidyam, Lomatsinu, Gzeher, Sarbita, Li, and Tfila, Beyond. Rai, Masha, Smak, Machaba, Shachman, Leo, Misha Tosa, Bini, Yochel Litvo, Lacha, Dal, Yam, Henim, Lotoglo, Right. So it's a strange zera. Only the chashash of the count of days is the one that we worry about schach bito. But the fact that she's behaving in a strange manner by going to the mikveh 2 or 3 days after coming home from the mikveh, it doesn't raise any issue in the daughter's mind. Of course it does. But she has an issue, let her ask. She has a shayla to ask her mother, why are you doing it? Right. Again, a reminder. Takonas Chachomim don't have Yudimu Midosh at all. The Rishis there. We're not Medama Meinyan Leinu. Yeah, this was the Meinat Takon. On the Yom Ches, the Meinat Takon. You didn't make a Takon. If you were there, you wanted to make a Takon, you'll make a Takon. But you weren't there, and those who were there didn't get around or didn't see it necessary to make the Takon. There's no kashe of inconsistency in Takonas Chachomim. That's the issue. That's why I wanted to point that out. Yeah. Therefore, when on Rabbanim, when I'm a Dama Meinyan Leinyan, that's important in Sark. Okay. It'd be easier. Pick up first the Beheitiv. Okay. Because of Abach, you see about 7-8 lines down. In the Beheitev.
Which was?
Beheitev Zayin. The Afilu Lelechas Mi Beis Ha Beis Atfil Mo Yom Oso. The Hainu She Isha Rochetz Zofer Be Beis Ha Be Lelechas Mokom Tfila Avo Kshe Shmecha Tzayis Atfil Mokom Echad Isha Lelechas Mo Yom Mecha Shoh Beis Ha Kham Ubo Be Beis Ha Chach Shecha Af Beis Ha Mecha Tzayis Atfil Ko Be Sobach Le Beis Ha En Kama Shum Sar Bita Da Bas Vada She Shoh Be Chiz Ha Chiz Ha Mecha. What is he saying? Strange, right? A new takone, a new zeva.
It's all about Shabbos, you know.
Yeah, sure. Keep that in mind.
We have a smaller hat for him on shop.
Yeah, we'll go into it. What? It's an extension of Sankhita. The Shankar said, Hecha de Gozel Gozel. They were gozer on Tfilah B'Yom. They weren't gozer on Tfilah 2 or 3 days after coming home from Mikra. I should ask Shoshesh. Tell Shoshesh to ask her mother. But here, mind you, if the mother leaves the house after preparing herself for Mikra, she leaves the house 2 or 3 hours before she's here, where are you going? I don't understand the analysis. A woman is not supposed to make chatifa, then go out and do gardening. The whole idea of chatifa is to make sure there's no chatzitzes. That's why you need chatifa, sabach, and tefillah. Namely, if she makes chatifa 2 or 3 hours before shiur, and she heads off, quote, to the mikveh, the schar bito comes into play. It's the same takana. She'll be afraid that she'll think you're allowed to go with. But if the mikveh has facilities, a bathtub, a shower, as we our mikvahs today have, and they, quote, prepare themselves in the mikveh building, then there's no chash. Why? Inside her mother wants to take a bubble bath. She wants to relax, take her time making chafifa in the mikveh. But if she already prepared herself at home, and you have to add this, which he doesn't mention, and there's a concern. That's why we want chafifa samach l'tefila. On Shabbos night, we allow those of the mikveh Shabbos, allow them to make chafifa on Friday, but she has to be careful. So some have the mimic, she can't eat meat on Shabbos. Because a piece of meat may get stuck in a tooth, and all kinds of humus, because of the chash that the chafifa will not be adequate, because it's not samach l'tefila. Therefore, you have the chash. If the sarabito comes in, it'll be the same shash, shema tov lo biyom, and you think that it's mutelus vitvo biyom. Okay? Read further in the Be'eretiv. Miu ba'ogu kosov, sha'aminek bi'ashkenaz, litvo somo l'chashecha. The cost of Ashach, the time Shetobu Lebeisu Meshetefshach, Bechud Medomali Shekei Nogin. Yikol Mokom Yesh Lachmir. Vinayir Dafke Biyom Chesta Osu Meshum Sabito Lechud. I got to make a... It's a little time sheet. I make a little time Soma Lechashecha. Abu Biyom Zayin, Nitwa Klal Soma Lechashecha, Vyashim Chuz Biyada Ose Kein. I will pick up now on that, to clarify that Inyan. The Indian really is we mentioned it last time, the big problem of Friday night, Erev Yom Tov, right? Whether a woman can go to mikveh and be tovelis early and stay in the mikveh building and come home late, which is minig Ashkenaz. He says, little soma l'chashecha, there it's mashma that Minig was all the time. In other words, since Zobo is Tovelos Beyom, Minig Asha didn't object. Mashal, our mikveh in Munsi doesn't open up until 72 minutes after Shkia. No rational reason for it, except that it's under control of a square Satmar Chevre, that's how they have it. It inconveniences people no end in our community, meaning in the up the hill community, where Saturday night is also a night where they travel to Teaneck, to the pizza shop, to Noah's Ark, and they don't want to wait because they have a shevet office there, they have something doing socially. Shabbos night is a social evening. And to make them wait not open 72 minutes, which means you can't get out of the mikveh until 2 hours after Shabbos, it's too big a delay. The Minyan was not was not that meaning Ashkenaz was to let him go into in mikveh right after Shkia. That's been said to me by some of our Shefer. So into Shkia, they go into the mikveh. By the time they get finished and get dressed again, etc., there's no chash that they will get home before Tzeisat Kochovim. Pick up, I'm sorry.
Is Samach L'Chashefa necessarily right after Shkia?
Yeah, what?
Samach L'Chashefa, is that right after
Shkia? I mean, it would give you extra 9 minutes
until
Vada is the
earlier
day. The Samach L'Chashefa doesn't specify. Main thing is, it's the 4 Tzeis HaKohavim. What are you saying? There's a minute, what?
It's not
mentioned in that tshuva is not mentioned. Look at the tshuva Sam Sofer. Pick up the Pisri tshuva test. I am the tshuva Sam Sofer. Simon Kuf Tzadik Zayit. Sof Kosta Shom. Hine Hagon Sizatara Hechlet Kulu Zu Lachlutin. The Mokom Bitl Ono Litpo Biyom Zayin Lo Tovi Levesa Ad Shechashetah. You with me? This is true of the test.
It's on the previous page.
Okay. V'hayos ha'gzeira rak rechoko mil rabbanu rabit mitzvah river hikilu ha'gaon u'miyobo achreyem chasu sholom ha'filo la'achver. No problem going beyond, this is beyond Zion. The Shach said, no, only Yom Ches we're talking about. Oh, we're talking about Yom Zion too. Akol pochus nirali sheisha shetisha isha valicha mimokon lebeis ara laila. And here's, but what about this is the practical child. Fine. A woman has to go to mikveh Friday night. And her daughter is being married on Sunday. And she has 14 people sleeping in the house, guests, etc. And she, after the Suda Shabbos, she has to say goodbye, go outside, she's going to have to walk. Obviously, she's embarrassed to announce publicly that she's going to mikveh. But she wants to go to mikveh before Shabbos. What is she going to do? She'll go to mikveh before Shabbos. Yeah, before Shabbos, she has things to do. She has to go into to arrange something for the Suda in Shul, or wherever it is, so on. She has an excuse. But the problem is, when did she come home? Yes. She come home, walk in, also into the house, that's no good. We don't want her to come into the house until our Chetersha. Therefore, she'll go into a neighbor's house, stop into a neighbor to talk about something like this. What does it mean to say? If the minig, the halacha developed, she's not to come, she stay out of the house, then there's no guarantee that her husband isn't in that house. It might not mean it bias or bias. Therefore, the issur is to go into any house until its proper time. Look further. Vaincha mode, a very important shuva, right? Adibros Arava Shor be Yishuv Shesichos Anoshim Liso Mahala Gimel Shoros Litpo. Ubechazirosam Balaila Ike Sakonis Dorochim. Shunogo Litpo be Yom Ches. We're not talking about Yom Zayin to be Tobel at noontime or 5 o'clock when Shki is 8 o'clock. But be Yom Ches, right? The chosen the base of Mishach Hashecha, Amnam, im yochol yom ches b'shabbes, al kochor titva atvila ad yom aleph, shu tesla sfira, umiz batos b'sonos. V'nostan harav v'anal eitzel l'lamed, or l'lmod oson ha'noshim, lahafsik b'tahara b'es pomim, echad b'yom dalet l'chiyah, v'asheni b'yom hei. But it's a very beautiful tshuva. We're assuming that she could have gone to mikveh a day earlier, because really the fifth day was only the chumrah day, the chumrah bein hashmoshos day. Therefore, he says, let her make a hefsek tahara b'yom dalet, and go in a mikveh b'yom dalet. So she's really covered. Only what then? There's now a chumrah de rabbonon, a double chumrah de rabbonon, right? One chumrah de rabbonon that you should not be tovel till the night of the sixth day, because of sofek ben hashmoshos. A second chumrah de rabbonon, you should be tovelos b'yom because of schar bita, right? That's a drabonon and a drabonon. That we could be makeful. Lakosa she'etsa nachonu hu lechatchila. Right? Not say it's going to be a machmir. Tifsuk betaro gam b'yom dalitzom l'beis ha-shmoshos. Right? Aponu l'yom hei l'ri. Omikom okom lo tasra lisro ele b'yom vov ve'elech achap sikas tara shenis som l'bein ha-shmoshos. Right? Aponu l'yom vov l'ri. Vos titfo b'yom zayin shechol b'er shabbos kodesh. Lo tovi lebeisar alayla leil Shabbos Kodesh. Mekomokom kosha dover eich teacher kolkach somer b'shabba b'derech ki kolkasavti shei nirli shum heta b'mashi b'beis chavato b'osa yir. V'achocham eina b'rosh shu alkanko. But I still don't see a problem if you tell me that she's 2 or 3 hours away and a set of Shabbos just to come back a 2 or 3 hour trip. What are you supposed to do? If she can't go into a friend's house, that time, the timing, time of a 2-3 hour trip, you can't time it that accurately. She come home a half hour earlier or three quarters of an hour earlier. What does she do all that time? Is that but hachacham eina b'roshu? What does that mean? It means the Rav has some leeway here out of Paschal Bishai. You have a little bit of elbow room, right? And if you go, the only way to solve the problem is by having her go into a friend's house, that's a chumrah. Also, you have to use your good judgment. That's been chacham in the bosh. Next. Hey, im over of a tovla. Beches b'yom below ones. He told you that b'ones will be matacha to go tefillah b'yom ches. Hakonas drochim, the skiras hashar. So afilacha also a tefillah. V'chein im avro b'tovlo b'zayin b'yom also a tefillah. That's how the Mechaba passes. It's a chumre that wasn't backed up by the Nisr states it. Not every chumre is backed up with a consequence of the violation of the chumre. Omikom okom lo tishamesh atila bishmini ar alayla v'tasto tshilos ribala ar alayla. Mechaba doesn't say that. But the Beis Yosef does say it, b'shem ogol. So you see that in the Beis Yosef he records this other chumadic opinion, and the Mechaba didn't record that opinion. So the Mechaba is makel, right? That if Tavla b'zayin also let's feel it. It's something you shouldn't do, but if she did it, she did.
Is the reason that he's makel that you can be told al bayom because of Zavat Tavel bayom, or is it not related? Is it related?
Because of what?
Zavat Tavel bayom?
Yeah, because actually she did nothing wrong. I mean, unless she has relations with her husband that day. Even then she did nothing wrong, unless Chalil Bachas, she saw Dam after that, and she saw Seres, the Sfira Zayin, that's what it is. Records, right? Das Arayvit, etc. Mishem Ashutas, that we do Aser even B'dievet. Yeah. It's a general rule we get for the next sinner. We don't like to make a woman go back to Mikveh, Shimshur in my law. The idea of a second tefillah, right? If, however, she had relations the night of the 8th, right? We say also a tefillah, even according to the Bach, so therefore we may go back to the mikveh on the 8th day at night, go back to the mikveh. No. If she had lo shimsho, right, there we'll make a homlet. But to go ahead and make her go back to mikveh, that we don't do. If Chanan Lachan says, need to do so, you a real sound reason. But especially relevant to Gabi Chatzitza. There's Chatzitzas that we won't allow a woman to go into the mikveh with it. But if she did, and then the Rav feels that she's going back to mikveh again, that would be a chumre that would make sense only in Moshim Shembala.
But she would require a bedikah, no?
I'm sorry?
Would she require a bedikah? Like with a kala who doesn't have a
name? Okay. Pick up just the Toras Hashlomim, the other definition of onus. I told you that in onus you have Pachat Ganovim, Osogin Shahir, right? O Yereo Litvo Balaila Machmasino, right? Look at the Toras Hashlomim, the last one, Tess. Echidika onus. I'm Beersheva Shekosav, Osa Noshim, Shigiat Philosom Leil Shabbos, Tovim Bora Yom Godol. Itam she'enu rotzim l'chalal Shabbos v'lo yoka hivosim kak kosa v'tshuvitz Tzemar Tzedek said afilu mitziyaros asman tan she'yesh imom od yurim acherim chutz b'mnei beisa heim izbayshim marim litvo b'od hayom godol l'mar b'yoso l'beisa koydem asudek deshu yagishu bohen lo yoka hivosim v'roi olimpos b'yodom ligo bohen. There he's talking about what? Od hayom godol, and they come back to the house. That's the objection to. He's not opposing what he said before, that if she is Tavela Samach Sokhayom and doesn't go back to the house until after Tesakhavodim, that's already well enough to be Somachan to be Makel on such a thing. And he's referring to what, but the time of Mizbaishos is a time that we allow today too. I told you now, that's also considered anonymous. Some sofas has Vatevish, others as well. Okay, that pretty well finishes this part. Now we're sort of through with what makes a nida. Now we have to begin how you get rid of it, how you undo the nida.
He doesn't seem to mention the concern with the fact that she's coming home during the day. I mean, there's no issue with her coming home during the day.
She can't come home during the day.
According to Hayes, it doesn't seem like there's any, that he mentions any issue to come home during the day. In the Shofar, for the Ramah, doesn't seem that the concern is more of a Bia, it must occur at night and nothing during the day, but it doesn't seem to be worried about.
No, the Yom Hezi, no, doesn't have to spend the day on a park bench.
No, but Yom Zayin also.
Yom Zayin doesn't speak at all there. He doesn't speak about that at all. He only tells you that Imam of Tolu B'Zayin B'Yom also the Tefillah. The Tefillah is good. What is she supposed to do? She came home. What are you going to do with her? Shoot her? It's an Avra. She's not asking you. I'm asking your opinion. I'm asking you for that halacha.
Right.
But there too. She shouldn't be. Shouldn't sleep with her husband until nightfall. Someone says it's no shy. Why it's not mentioned by other achayim? Because it's not a minig to have be a biyom.
If
but don't don't read the Machaber that also a tefillah and she can have relations with her husband that day? Of course not.
No, but would not even, it seems that we were talking about before now that there was a concern of her coming home to the house if we
right.
move Od Yom. But then the Ramah says, in Komach, I'll look to Shavish, Afil Bishmini Ad Halayla.
Why is she came home already. Why do you do with her? She came home. So why do you do with her now? Sure. I said, this is what you tell her. I expect you not to sleep with your husband until tomorrow night. You shouldn't gain that day before you did something wrong.
So why not? So why is the minhag like Friday night to keep her?
So she wasn't supposed to be home on Friday night. The minhag was set up, she should be called Tovelas Biyoma. That should be called Tovelas Balayla. For the some of her Sokayoma, and she stays in there until 6 o'clock. That's a minhag. That's a minhag. They don't call that Tovelas Biyoma.
So the idea is, even though she's Tovelas Biyoma, so to speak, let's say she's
Tovelas Biyoma is the tragedy of the Torah Shulman. That they were referring to women of the post, men, the victim is far away. I have to travel to. I have customers there who have to travel 450 miles to a mikveh. They got to take a plane. Right. Every time they have to go to mikveh, they have to fly to the closest mikveh. Right. As referring to, those women, lo tove osu, they can't do it on the seventh day. They have to do it on the eighth day. That will mark it for them.
So even if a woman goes to the mikveh 2 o'clock in the afternoon, right, stays in the mikveh till.
No, we're not much of that.
But if she can stay till 6 o'clock at night.
No Shaila, then she can sleep with her husband.
That would be considered to Tevila Bayom or Tevila Balayla.
That's Tevila Bayom.
That's what
I've read you put Tevila Shoshon in. The Gimel Shoshon is not what we're talking about. Basically, the Gimel Shoshon is going to allow that there's Yeshua in Kosbi Yodom. They don't allow that. The meaning Asha developed that should be called proper tefillah balayla. Before we go into the Kutz Arichas, we'll see that for tomorrow, I wanted to finish off the Isur Rechitza to understand a little bit better what the vision of the feel about the balayla. So Makaba Shin Chogol. Also, Lichot's Kogufo. Afilu Kol Eva Ve'eva Labad. Even a sponge bath. Afilu B'mayim Shuruchu Me'erov Shabbos. Beinim Hem Kli, Beinim Hem Makarka. Afilu Nishpoch HaMayim Al Gufo. Take a shower. The Chitza means in a bathtub. Shifo means a shower. Right? Also. But you can use water, shahukhmu, meyero shabbos, right, to wash your hands and face. It's one of the things we discussed in the Shabbos shir, what to do at home, especially in Yisrael, you have babies, you need supply of warm water. So those who have private homes and you can do something, it's easy access. But if you live in an apartment house where the hot water is provided from the central source, there's no way to use the hot water on Shabbos. The moment you take out some hot water, you let in immediately cold water, and the cold water gets heat.
Even if it's a very large building with non-Jews?
Even if what?
It's a very large building with non-Jews.
No, as you see from the Sugi Shabbos, that even if the water is heated by the fire of Gehenna, which how they interpret Hamitveria, that is heated by the fires of Gehenna, right, it's also to use on Shabbos. Right? Even though there's nobody doing anything. Okay? That's part of Zeus Mechatzos. Right? Iso that they, you see, started most likely from the fact that once upon a time, they allow people to go to mikveh, to the bathhouse on Shabbos, and then the bathhouse owners began to make monkey business, and they stoked the fire on Shabbos and said it was mine, shuchmu, Erev Shabbos, so they asked water, whether it's Erev Shabbos or not, and then this Galgal Ha'inyan, until we see after the Chitza Betonin also became Osir. Right? This is the Mechaba. V'alami le'bechami o'ol. Avo v'chami t'verio. Muto lichos afilo kol gufo yachad. Neitzach romo v'tzonin it. V'ho d'shori v'chami t'verio dachge d'karka v'kilo d'osa chubi v'chami o'ol. Meaning if it's someplace in t'verio and there's a pit of v'chami t'verio, you can go into the pit. As I told you, the Mishnah says, they also a pipe of water going through Chami Tveria, the heater by Chami Tveria is also Otu Chami O. Right. You see the strange halacha. V'hod d'shori b'Chami Tveria, dachke k'she'in ha'moko m'kuro. If they don't put a little hot over the hot spring, if they put a hot over the hot spring, then it fills up with steam, and there is a sauna now, or a steam room there. And a special gzeira, not to use a steam room on Shabbos, gzeira otu rechitza b'chamin b'Shabbos. Abul namoko makola osa mishum dosi lezeira, but also, yeshomun, that is too far away from the original takone, that mutal azir b'chamin tzeira. Because in the time of the Gemara, during the sugya, the Rebbe used to go in on Shabbos Aziyah. That was looked upon as a normal health measure, even on Shabbos, which was good. The job of, that is a Michael Breen. Not a little poor, not because you had bronchitis, but because that's how you kept yourself healthy. So they go into the steam room, however often they did. And then, again, because the Balonim, the owners of the Mechotzos, began soaking up the fire so that the steam on Shabbos to more business. They charge them when they come in there. Odom has Odom Muto Litvo Mitmoso Shabbos. This is the Mishnah Berurah. Afagav the kli also went vivo v'tango b'tmosu b'shabbos v'nei shiir k'mesakan ha'kli odom sheinu odom shayni v'nei shu nirei k'mesanein atma v'mayim. But the Shach mentioned the nirei k'meta not mitzah atma v'mayim v'afilu im ha'eis kar v'gam ha'mayim suruchim. Okay, how's that combination? It's the middle of the winter and the water having to be stagnant, a pool of water, which is kosher for a mikveh, but not someone who doesn't have to use it would never think of using it. Shein derech lichavent, mikol makom lepo'omim, she'odam bo min aderech o moluch loch betit. If he is dirtier than the water is, right, then aderech lichavos af e'ilu. Al kei muto. Afilu hoi yocho lichavo koidem ha'shabbos. V'nohogos ha'noshim, she'i togos shelo b'zman on the Shabbos. Because our poskim the yopen ogu mishum nekiv and the soaps of aminig of aneinu leso b'shabbos lichos kol aguf afilo b'tzonu. Watch the language. Aminig b'zmaneinu leso all the opponent possibly. You cannot go swim in a swimming pool on Shabbos without a bathing suit. You have a private swimming pool without a bathing suit. No sita, right? No shayla of Hotzor of carrying the water from the pool which has aloha b'shus hayochid, but it has mechitzos outside the sefer time of Talmuds, the time given why you can be hoches b'shabbos, right? But the meaning is less so b'shabbos nechlos kalaguf, right? About tilo b'tzona imke nikar du b'shim tzvilo u'merzik v'sakin because la'acholim the mikol makom, okay. Nire the muto litvo lekelio kivo the nizbatel atakone or muto betol betzila afilo kaid betzila. How's that for good cyclic reasoning? Yes. It's also for a man, meaning it will be also for Bizman Azeh, since we're not Tovil on Shabbos, then it's clear, if someone goes to Mikvah on Shabbos, he's going in for a purpose. What's the purpose? Purpose is because he became Tomek, he had a nocturnal admission. Right. So therefore it's, and the Mo says that Tikkun Gavra is also. It's only, they didn't ask the Tikkun Gavra because not Nireh Kimisaki, right? Because Nireh Kimikare. He's looking only, he's going in to cool himself off. But since it's also to cool yourself off, because the meaning is, I feel a bit sonen is also, therefore, how can he go to the mikveh? He says, well, he can go to the mikveh very simply. He says, since if pihalokhi is not coming, that the balkeri, the tumas balkeri was his batil, so therefore, there is no tumas balkeri. So therefore, what? He's not misaki gavro. Alright, what about the isu of a chitza betonah? Now listen carefully. Again. Because we are holding, they come up near the mutter, look for the kerel, keep in his battle at a corner, umutter betonah betvila, I feel a pain betvila, this is a layup in Bethes, and came no medicine in the sack and we had vila. Right? But, what about the isu of chitza? Suddenly, they dropped the Yisrael Chitza. He tells you just before, my meaning is that he's not Rochis Betzonen. He says, well, he's going in, not because he's Tameh, because there's no really Tumah Bizman Hazeh. The Tumah is Valkeri for Torah, right? Doesn't apply Bizman Hazeh. What is he going in for then? He doesn't have to go swimming. But they told me that's also to do that. Umisha noy gohokil, a nimpos viodo, ki rov hachonim sosmin lehokil bazeh. Now, Popokis, the nitmo of the Shabbos viyomto, he had relations with his wife, Shabbos viyomto, vufa nire de bada e lahachmer, the chain is fashid hamilig lahatir, hach yisoh mo, it's whatever they speak to, do yisoh gomo. Let's be careful. The power that they use, that's where it's a crazy meaning developed among the Chassidim, that they use a bed sheet to dry themselves. A big Turkish towel, you can't possibly get wet enough, you should be able to make seat on. And on a thin bed sheet, shita is more shayach. And that's how the meaning developed. What does he say? Very, you have to understand. There's a reason, nevertheless, to be matrim to go to mikveh. Not because you're talking gavra, because there's no tikkun gavra bizman hazeh, but it's battle the isu of balkeri, right? And what? Therefore, even though there's an igzera against going into the water, that's to go into the water samazoi. But if there's a reason you're going into the water because you're balkeri, then you can be matter. How do you get that cyclic reasoning? Very poshut. What he's trying to say is that's how the meaning developed. That there is a chana l'tfila, which involves going to mikveh, and that's where the tzidim are machmer, especially those who go to mikveh every morning, right? And look upon that as a chana l'tfila, and therefore the benefit, the positive aspect of a chana l'tfila, is more important than the extended rabbanon gzeira. First gzeira was Mayim Shuchmu Be'erev Shabbos should be also Zero to Mayim Shuchmu Be'Shabbos. And the next Zero was also Zeyer because they were heating up water for Zeyer. The next Zero was to also even the Tzonam in no such Zeyer. I mentioned the Gemara such a Zeyer. That's the usual Russian. The meaning developed to also even to go to Mikveh. But if there's a reason to go to Mikveh, what's the reason? So if there's a real reason to go to Mikra, it's also because of Tikkun Gavra. It's also the Saki Gavra. It's also the Saki Kli. But there is no real reason to go to Mikra. Only you need it because, what you call Hachanu Litzvila, but that will lead to a Mikra. All right, and that, so I think, a very strange development of Saka Halacha. Halacha Ramaisa, we're not made for people to go in a private swimming pool. Wearing you can go to a swimming pool wearing a rubber swimsuit, which is no seat on, or you can go naked if it's your own no swimming pool. We're not made for it. Yeah. That's the reason for it. The reason is that's it. So he doesn't say the specific reason is because hachana l'tfila. This is looked upon hachana saguf. The tfila for that reason will be made for. Okay, we'll stop here. Boys, why don't you check in for last week too. Those who walked out, those who were here.